We usually would then. Beautiful. All right, I call this committee meeting to order, the Special Committee on Residential Life, on Monday, February 14th, 2022 at 11:07 a.m. over Zoom. Item number two, roll call, Wyatt, if you want to go ahead.
Senator Berggren.
Present.
Director Resnick.
Present.
Senator No.
Present.
Senator Kidd.
Absence excused.
McAllister.
Present.
Vice President Murphy. Right.
Absence. Or did you want to expel?
No, I think it's good just to say absent, excused, or whatever.
Beautiful.
GSA Representative Lynchenko.
Absence excused.
And then intern McCartney.
Present.
All right, awesome. We have a quorum.
Beautiful. All righty. So I'm first off, apologies for moving the meeting. There's been a lot of mix up when it comes with special committees versus actual real committees that sit here. So my apologies. Thank you so much, guys, for being flexible. But fortunately, that's good for us, though, because since we have done a lot of our work moving back and forth with a lot of people who have a lot to do with housing. We've been working with a lot of people who have to do with outside housing, and we've met with a lot of people who have everything to do with housing on campus. So we have really done our job. I'm very proud of this committee. I really feel like we have touched a lot of corners. With that being said, I believe that today will be our last meeting. So interns, you know, whoever you are relaying to, please let them know that. Please let them know everything that we have summed up for. For old business, for item number five.
Point of order.
I didn't say public comment, didn't I?
Yeah. Sorry, Senator Berggren.
No, don't apologize. Today's been really bad already.
No, you're totally fine.
Is there any, going to item number three, is there any public comment at this time? Beautiful, seeing none. Alrighty. Really now, old business. For the Brian Sandoval letter, for the memo, President Brown let me know that due to the interest of time and due to the interest of whether or not it's relevant enough to send a letter, he let me know that Shannon Ellis just requested for us just to put it on his desk just for him to see that there has been history of complaints and there has been like obvious dissent that students are very upset with the housing that has to do with the area. So rather than requesting for something to happen or rather than requesting for Brian Sandoval to maybe go in action, we're just going to have that letter on his desk for right now and sort of have a piece of evidence of, you know, what our committee is doing and what we want our committee to do. So that's how we're going to move forward. Shannon Ellis would still like to see it. And I believe Brian Sandoval would still like to see it as well. But that is something that I am working on. If you guys have anything that you want to add to that, such as like the objectives that we worked on, is if there's anyone that you know who would be useful for that, please, please, please let me know. I'm going to send that to Austin by the end of this week. The memo has already been drafted. I can send that to all of your emails as well and the group me. It is very well constructed out with the survey responses that we had. So I'm very proud of that. And I'm really happy that we have that on paper. But that is in response to our statement, if anything. And then rather than calling it a letter now, I would rather have it, you know, be a statement sort of. So that's just going to be in Brian Sandoval's eye view. And if anything, after this committee, I would really like to just sort of check in on how he is communicating with management in the area. Going on to new business, when it comes to individual action, Speaker Shine and I are going to try and work on a resolution, not try to work on a resolution. We will do a resolution on sort of something in a way to sort of fix the relationship between housing, obviously. I know that there are a ton of new things that are being built up right now. And they kind of have no barriers right now. And as a matter of fact, I was interested in leasing something there and they're saying the same exact thing that Park Place would say, ironic enough. So with that being said, we're going to go ahead and close this out kind of like with the resolution by the end of this session. I would love all of you to be involved. I feel like that would be a really good way to kind of close out our committee. And we can also mention of campus pads. And I know that our GSA representative, Thaisa, she mentioned something of another platform that we can also have, which is something that is rooted from us as well. So that's sort of the way that I wanted to do it as far as an individual action. If you guys had any other way of wanting to go about that, or if you guys had any other ideas individually, would be great, because I would really love to conquer these same problems, but I just don't think it would be very necessary to meet biweekly or every week. So if anyone else had any other things they were trying to work on, or if anyone else had any other ideas, please bring them to the table. Senator, no, go ahead.
I have a question and then a comment. So my question was going to be, so in terms of the memo and the letter is the thing that we're putting on President Sandoval's desk. And then the memo is like kind of the statement of everything we've found, correct? That is going to Park Place, or am I like getting that wrong?
No, you're totally fine. So originally this President Brown and Vice President Murphy kind of came to me in a way where it's like, hey, Brian Sandoval said he would like to do something about this. He would like to talk to Park Place in some sort of way. Due to the fact that, you know, our committee has been talking ever since October, I believe, due to the fact that they have been very unresponsive, due to the fact that we've given them 2 weeks to respond, more than 2 weeks, but, you know, we were the people to give them a 2-week memo to come and invite them into the committee and ask them maybe like what's going on with your company. Now that that time has sort of passed, it's no longer going to be a letter that is like from Brian Sandoval to Park Place. It's more of just a statement of like what we have done, what we have accomplished, what we have done, what we want to be done, student input, our survey results, and just sort of now giving that to Brian Sandoval is like, hey, I understand that a lot of time has passed and it may be awkward to give him a letter. Or it might be kind of awkward to give Park Place the letter, but we do have a statement saying, you know, this, that, and the other about what Park Place has done. So memo, letter, the same thing. It just used to be a letter, but now I'm just sort of making it a memo that Brian Sandoval can just have in record. And then also writing a resolution in pair of that to make it like on record that people have talked about housing. If that clears up your question.
Yeah, that definitely does. Thank you. Can I ask a follow-up question if that's okay?
Go for it.
So with the statement that we're sending to the president, do we know, are there any circumstances in the future where like we think that he might use it, or is it just going to be like something that he has, or do we see this as something that could maybe like come up again in the future?
That's exactly what I want him to use it for, especially because we have other establishments being built in the area. And we're going to have two platforms that can kind of ensure a wider amount of transparency in the area. So for example, here Reno, and I think like Academy Reno, are two infrastructures that are being built currently. So if we can just sort of have that on President Sandoval's radar, at least, and just have him have record of like, you know, real estate companies kind of, you know, in the area take advantage of students and kind of have no relationship to housing on campus, that's my goal. I just sort of feel like this has been like a long raised issue, obviously, as we all know, and there's been no like record of student dissent and like admin maybe even doing something, or maybe even them knowing about it. So I think Shannon Ellis and Brian Sandoval just like having record of that and like having our committee in proof of that could possibly do something. And then we can also always follow up with them too if here Reno decides to do the same thing.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. And I really like how we're also pursuing the idea of the resolution, kind of you said, like just to put in legislation that like this is what our committee did over the session. And I feel like if other committees and senators in the future want to follow up on that, it's like a very good resource for them to use. The one recommendation, like, I know that you said we would all be involved in stuff, which is super awesome. The one thing that, like, I would specifically recommend putting in the resolution is maybe encouraging either, like, our legal services or working with, like, legal services and administration higher up in the university to, like, I guess provide students some sort of relief when it comes to, like, maltreatment from these companies. Because, like, I love all that we've done in the committee so far, and, like, this has been a really great project, and I'm really proud of all of us. But I think the one, like, sticking point that still sucks, like, to me personally, is the fact that, like, students were basically, like, being almost, like, threatened out of their lease. And there's nothing done about that. And, like, I know that we've been trying to advocate for action against that, but I don't know if that's directly within our purview at this point. So I think that in the resolution, we should specifically and explicitly recommend that this is, it's a duty of the university to be able to, like, bring student voices justice, because that's not happening currently.
Yes. 1,000%. I completely agree. Want to go in the way or in the avenue of the fact that students were threatened out of their lease. The only problem is that that wasn't in writing. And also, Director Resnick, correct me if I'm wrong, but I remember just our legal services not being very responsive. I'm not sure if you've heard anything else.
So the big thing, like, when we reached out to our legal services about like putting together a presentation for students' rights regards to, like, leases, was I think it might have been the lawyer, or maybe it was just, like, the people working in legal services, like, they didn't feel, like, versed enough in, like, lease stuff to put together, like, a whole presentation on it. Mm-hmm. Like, it sounds like they might just have, like, general knowledge on it, but not like in-depth knowledge, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, they didn't want to, like, put together a presentation. I don't think we ever mentioned the whole like threats thing, which, yeah, again, we don't have writing for. And unless, you know, we get someone who we, like, was directly told by, you know, like, admin or managers at a Park Place, I don't know if we could even put together, like, a case on that, you know.
Yeah.
Because it's all hearsay.
Yeah. Are you saying that we could possibly put a case on that, even though it is hearsay?
Probably not, unless, you know, like, yeah, you know, we get, like, everyone who was present in the room when it was said to, like, cooperate that, like, you know, the manager said it. But yeah, I highly doubt that, you know. Yeah, that's asking people to risk their jobs.
Yeah. Senator Noak.
Yeah, I was going to agree with Director Resnick. I think that would be great, but also, like, kind of getting it on the record, especially since so much time has passed, might be difficult. But I think that going into the future, we could maybe just try to, as ASUN, recommend that admin have, like, a more solid plan when it comes to student dissent, specifically with housing. So, like, if they are, say, like, being threatened after their lease, and they can get, like, a record of that happening somehow, like, who can they go to for the university for that kind of help? Just, like, get on their side, you know what I mean? But yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we can always maybe ask legal services. I can always email them. I can always, you know, or Director Resnick, you can always email them and ask them, you know, there's been a, you know, hearsay about this, and maybe ask for, not maybe legal advice, or maybe just ask, like, what could that be rooted from? What can that come to, if that can, if anything? I'm not sure if that's feasible, but that is something that I did want to explore. Senator, no, go ahead.
I forgot to say this earlier, but I don't know how feasible this would be, but maybe in the resolution we can also recommend, like, Troy Miller's office and the real estate office, like, do some more sort of outreach with students, just so, because, like, their office clearly has, like, a lot of ties with the Reno community and kind of what's being built. So based on his purview of kind of what's going on in the community, it can also, along with, like, campus pads and the GSA platform that Thaisa mentioned, it can help students kind of, like, decide where, what to do with their housing decisions year to year.
Yeah. I can definitely get into contact. I can definitely get into contact with Troy Miller and Campus Pads again and let him know that we're closing our committee and we're writing a resolution in favor of just, like, better housing. We can definitely talk about that too. I can also follow up with him and see if he has anything to add on regards to Park Place, but I think they are still being unresponsive.
Yeah, I definitely like to ask if Troy ended up meeting with, you know, the heads of development for both Park Place and, like, the other developments he mentioned that he would meet with. you know, like see if you did talk to them and explain the situation. Like,
yeah, I.
Sounds like we were really going to get from our meeting with him.
Yeah, I remember him being very, very thorough. You're kind of cutting up just a little bit, Rob, just a little bit, but I'll go ahead. Okay. Yeah, that I remember him being very, very thorough and like very wanting to help us out and, you know, make these meetings. I will follow up with him. I remember trying to get into contact with him, but I'm not sure if he ever responded back. But I will ask him how that's been going, because I know that he's the real estate and he should be probably the person who should be talking to them. But I do remember him saying that Park Place was the only establishment that he hasn't talked to or known a lot about. So I'll follow up with him. I'll let him know that we're writing a resolution in all of our individual action. So other than resolutions, I know I asked this in the very beginning, other than resolutions, was there anything else that anyone had to add in that regard? I know that I can work on the resolution with Speaker Shine, but there was also campus pads that I wanted maybe people to maybe follow up on if we wanted all split jobs. That way we're kind of all hitting everything in the right area. If I do the resolution, if someone wanted to take over talking to Troy Miller and campus pads to see where they're at, just so that we can keep in check and make sure that, you know, we don't forget about them.
Yeah, Emma, you can put me down for meeting with campus pads and Dean Kennedy.
Okay.
I can be the point of contact on that. Have you heard from them since that meeting?
No, I haven't. Have you?
Okay. Yeah, I definitely haven't heard from them. I think they're still using me as the point of contact. So I can email Dean Kennedy and let him know to just send everything through me.
All right, beautiful. Senator No, did you want to reach out to Troy Miller and touch base with him and sort of just remind him on what our committee was in our meeting?
Yeah, absolutely. I can do that.
Okay, awesome. Alrighty, that is all I have for right now. I will keep everyone updated through the group and through email. For right now, I think that our meetings could come to an end for right now. I'll let the group me know, and I can also meet with anyone else who has any other questions. I'm always free. But yeah, that is all I have right now. I really appreciate all the interns who relay all the information. You guys are awesome. I really appreciate everyone, you know, you guys are sticking into it and being very flexible. I'm very sorry. I've learned my way when it comes to agendizing, but thank you so much for everyone who has helped out. This is a different committee. This is probably really confusing for people who aren't in Senate and don't understand how this goes. So I really hope that your experience was positive, and I hope that this has really inspired you to sort of do things that are, you know, people tell you not to do. So I'm very excited to keep on working and keep on striving for this. I think that it can really work. I think we've got a lot done. So if you guys have any other questions or comments, that will be awesome. Moving on to item number 7, is there any public comment at this time? Senator No?
Since this is our last meeting, I just want to put on the record a huge thank you to Senator Bergeron, because honestly, like, I super admire your passion throughout this process. I know that when you started, you weren't a committee chair and like I'm a chair now, and I still like am going through the process. So I completely understand that, but I just really admire your enthusiasm and your grit to like continue this project and like think big and like not be afraid to do so and inspire people around you to do the same. So thank you so much.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. I wouldn't be able to do any of this if I didn't have a committee. So thank you guys very, very much. Awesome. Okay. All right. I adjourn this meeting at 11:25 a.m.